Lincoln Paper and Tissue announced today that it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. President and CEO Keith Van Scotter says instead of seeking reorganization under Chapter 11, the company will look for a buyer, something he says has quietly been underway for a while. The news comes after a tumultuous couple of years for the company and its 170 employees. Susan Sharon has details.
Almost 2 years ago, the Lincoln Mill was rocked by a boiler explosion in the papermaking side of the plant, which resulted in the layoffs of about 200 workers. But the company hung on, and over the last 18 months, invested $10 million in capital improvements, including a self-sufficient power generator. President and CEO Keith Van Scotter says the idea was to focus solely on the tissue-making side of the business.
While the investments were good, there was some things that didn't quite go perfectly, and we certainly, this is a result of a culmination of a number of issues.
Van Scotter says the company has financing in place to continue normal business operations while it seeks potential buyers. He anticipates an auction for the mill within 45 days. In the meantime, he says workers and suppliers will be paid. And he says it's possible that the buyer will want to keep the operation going.
I'm optimistic and I believe that the assets will be sold. The other option, of course, the assets could be sold just on a liquidation basis, a shutdown or liquidation. However, our view is we think the assets have got value as a continued operation.
According to filings made public Monday, the company owes more than $10 million to more than 200 creditors. Dwayne Lugden of the United Steelworkers International Union says the news does not come as a surprise to the 170 workers at the mill who are represented by the union. He says the steelworkers have been talking to company leaders for quite a while about the difficulties they've been facing.
We find it distressing, obviously, that another of our pulp and paper mills here in the state of Maine has had to take this route. But there are a lot of competitive pressures and dynamics that make that happen.
Those pressures, he says, include foreign competition, especially from companies in countries where wages and benefits are lower than they are in the United States or even non-existent.
So they can create paper and ship it here into the United States, sometimes cheaper than we can even make it domestically.
Lugden says he's hopeful that there will be no more layoffs, but it's just not clear. A spokeswoman for Governor LePage says the bankruptcy filing is the latest example of why the Maine legislature needs to address the high cost of energy in Maine.
Things like this are going to continue to happen. We've seen it with Verso Paper, with Old Town Fuel and Fiber, and now we're seeing it, unfortunately, with Lincoln Paper and Tissue.
Adrian Bennett says the governor's office will be working with Lincoln Paper and Tissue to provide the best outcome for the mill. A call to the Lincoln town manager was not returned by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.